think he is.
I want to begin with a few horrors, and then we have to start the next sugya with Afkaf Chesem and Beis. I'm going to blame you through the mayor. I want to start with a few horrors. Let's begin. Please get these down. Amazing. Machleik is a Safan Megibel Afron. Let's get the horrors in the beginning, guys. Okay? We had discussed at great length the Dav Zayin Amud Aleph regarding the Migu. And we had said that the first Migu was the Migu that something is a dolphin, Legabe Sukkah is a dolphin, Linen Shabbos. What was the example? Ephraim, two and a tefach. Two and a tefach is good for a Sukkah, and therefore if it's good for a Sukkah, it'll be good enough to form a Rosh Yachid, correct? Even though you need three walls to form a Rosh Yachid, according to Rov Rishonim. Rashi, Ravid. We had the Rambam's collector's item sheet that you need Rosh Yachid, need four walls, we're not telling you, remember that? But Rashi and Ravid said three. So I want to share with you a tremendous machlokes in Achron, and please get it. This is the first hour I want you to get down. Fascinating. Shaila, I never even thought about it. Let's take people that are potter from a sukkah. For example, women, avodim, a chayla, a mitzdayer. Do you say the migu on those guys? Do you say the migu on those guys? Because practically those guys are potter from sukkah. So since they're potter from sukkah, do you say migu that it's a good sukkah, should be a good for Hilchos Shabbos? Let's go, Izzy. Okay?
That's a good
child. Right here, Izzy. Lamar, is that the guys that are potter from sukkah, women, avodim, acholim, it's tire. You got this down, Yehuda? So let's get it. The Beis Yitzchok. Who's the Beis Yitzchok? Reb Yitzchok Chanan, name of our yeshiva. In his tshuvas, Beis Yitzchok. Or a Chaim Simon Nunei says, B'shem the Sefer Shnos Chaim, Lamar Shak, that it's usher. You cannot say that regarding people that are potter from sukkah. You cannot say this migu. However, in the tshuva Sholem Eshev from Natanzan, the great Gaon, Rev Shol Natanzan, in the Madura Kama Chelek Aleph Simon Samach Aleph, and the Aruch Lanier, in his Shomer Letzion Enemman Michtav Kuf Samach Kuf Pei Tes, writes it's mutter. He says it's mutter. So I want you to get this machloek sachronim down. Yonatan, get it. When you say migu that it's good by a sukkah, it's good by Shabbos, will you say it by the people that are potter from sukkah? Like women, avodim, cholin, mitzdayer. A major machlekes. It's a machlekes in the Gedolei Achronim. I would have said, who am I the compared to these Gedolei Yisrael? But if you ask me just in Lomdus, I would have said that Nimigu is a Lomdus Shavur. You ever follow what I mean? It's a Lomdus Shavur. So even though practically these people are potter, but since it's a Lomdus Shavur, that for the people that are chayv in sukkah, it's a good sukkah, it also works in Ochel Shabbos. That's what I would have said. So I would have said like the Aruch Lanier, if you'd have asked me, okay?
But please, repeat though.
Yes, I want you to write it down though.
Yeah.
The Gemara said in Zayin Amanaf, Migu that it's good for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. What was the case? Two and a tefach, yes? Two and a tefach is good for Sukkah, makes it good for Shabbos, even though Rosh Hashanah can need at least three walls, according to Rov Rishonim. Rambam says you need four. What about people that are apart from sitting in the Sukkah? Like women, Avadim, Cholim, it's dire. So they're putter in sukkah. Maybe there's a svar to say, you can't say migu that it's good for sukkah. It's good for what? It's good for Shabbos. You're not chayv in sukkah for these particular individuals. You follow me? So that's taka what the what. That's taka what we said the Beis Yitzchok said. And he said his name, the Shnos Chayv, the Marshak. And the Sefer Shalom Yishalayim says the same thing. But Rav Natan, son of the Aruch Lanier, say it's what? So we want to, Al Pisfara, we thought we would say like the Aruch Lanier that it's mutter too. Because it's a conceptual word. You got this, David?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first akuda. Please get that down, first horror.
Yes,
you got it? I want you to get it down. So you remember, it's a very beautiful shiloh. Yes, Ephraim.
What about in a case when it's raining? Would that...
So, you know, that's a temporary patur. These guys, there's a constant categorical patur.
So,
women, avodim, mitzdarach, those are categorical patur. The rain is just temporary.
Maybe this could be related to... I
don't understand what the shiloh is. You can't sit in the sukkah when you're raining anyway. It's the same shiloh.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
okay.
Could this be related to in Lomdus?
Yeah.
We said the Vilna, this is only for rain, but it could be extended. Vilna
Gaon said when it's raining, there's not even like a Shem Sukkah. Right, the only Gaon quoted the Vilna Gaon, yeah. Correct. Yarduk Shomein Shem Sukkah.
Yeah, so you can connect it to here, these people who...
Okay, it's a categorical, it's a same, yeah. I would think it's a similar form, but you're not going to sit in anywhere.
So those people, they can't ask a Goy to do the things in there, but they could ask another.
That's what I'm saying. If you would say that it would be Osir, they could not carry in such a Sukkah. Well said.
They could ask a Jew to carry for them, because it's... The other Jews can carry.
Yeah, they can carry. Yeah, they can carry. It's not a problem.
But they can't.
Right, but I'm saying they themselves can't carry. So I'm saying when the rain, the same shaila. Yarduk Shum is no shame sukkah. So there's no shame sukkah. Well, you say in theory, if there was no rain, it would be good. I would say there's no shame sukkah, so for sure you couldn't be able to carry. I would say Yarduk Shum is different. If you say like that Vilna Gaon, it's not a shame sukkah, it's a nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Could you extend that Vilna Gaon to the temporary?
No, these are categorical pturim, I said. Other people that are chayiv, okay, at the same time. Okay, that's number one horror. Please get that down, that machlekes. Donnie, you got it? You wrote it in?
Yeah.
Okay, number two. Second horror I want you to get. Yesterday we concluded shir with the riff. What did the riff say, Yehuda? According to one version of the riff, not one version, one approach to shot in the riff, that when you say the migu, it's not just kosher on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. What's it kosher on? Every day of Sukkos. You remember that? So how many birurim do we have for the riff so far? Pnei Yoshua we had on Thursday. Yesterday we had the Aruch Haner, and today I want to show you the Amudei Or. Today the Amudei Or. Let's get it. The Amudei Or was one of the great Gedol Achrom as well. They say it was always on the desk of Reb Chaim, the Sefer Amudei Or. He says, a razzle dazzle pshat, I want you to get down. It's a very big chiddush. He wants a taina that the Rif held, like the Shita, which is a big chiddush, that it's also to carry on Chol HaMoed. It's also to carry on Nantif and Chol HaMoed. Can you believe that? We don't pass like that, Shita. But there is a Shita in the Gemara that there's an Isra of Hotzah and Yantif, Lamaisa, the Isra of Hotzah and Yantif, and also the Isra to carry on Chol HaMoed if you don't need to. It's the Davar Shena of it.
What's the first?
One sec. So since there's an Isra to carry on Yantif, according to the Shita in the Gemara, the Rif says, I hold like that Shita. So if I hold like that Shita, listen to this. You know what the Migu is? What's the Migu? We're talking about the second migu in the Gemara now. Migu that it was good for Uncle Shabbos, the Lechi, it was good for Uncle Sukkah. So migu that I'm allowed to what? What's the migu? The migu is, the halach is a what? And this is the chiddush. The riff holds that there's an isser otzah and not of Chol HaMoed, there's an isser. So since we say migu, it's a dolphin regarding what? Migu that it's a dolphin regarding the halach of what? The halacha, that's what we want to tie it. No, we're talking about the case where Uncle Shabbos contributes to Uncle Sukkah. So since there's an Isra Otzah on Yantif, there's Isra Otzah on Yantif and on Shabbos, and on Chol HaMoed. So since I'm after that, regarding Sukkah. And that means every day of the week. Every day of the week of Sukkah, not just Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Because the Rif is holding like what? The Rif is holding like that sheet, there's Isra Otzah on Yantif. So what do I say? Migu that on Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yantif. And Hilchos Chol HaMoed, there's Isra to carry. And I'm after with a Mavli that's Lechi. So too what? So too it's a good Sukkah. And every day of Sukkah it's good. However, our Gemara is holding like the Shita that it's what? Like Rabbah, that it's mutter to carry on Yantif, like we paskin. And it's mutter to carry on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, it's only mutter when? And therefore, it's only mutter Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Okay? Because what is the Migu, Dani? The Migu is mattering something that's Aser. So the Rif held like the Shita, it's Aser to carry on Yantif and Chol HaMoed. So just like the Migu matters the Yitzrotzah and Yantif Chol HaMoed, it also matters it to make it into a Sukkah. You understand what I'm saying? We've been thinking all along that Migu, that it's Mutter Nichol Shabbos, it's Mutter and Sukkah. But it's not just Nichol Shabbos. Maybe it's Mutter Nichol Mutter and Yantav and Chol HaMoed. So just like I'm mattering Hotzah with the structure of Mavli Veis Lechi, so too I'm making it into a Sukkah. So that means every day of the week it'll be okay. But the Gemara is holding not that way. Our Gemara holds like this. There is a halacha that's Mutter Hotzah. So obviously the Migu is not referring to that. The Migu is only referring to Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So that's how a third approach the Rif might have meant every day. Avram, you got that down? That's a third approach the Rif might have meant every single day it's mutter to carry. That's a collector's item, guys, because we don't paskin like that, Shita. We paskin, of course, Hotzah is mutter on Yantiv. Of course, Hotzah is mutter on Chol HaMoed. I thought it was a tremendous kiddush to say that on mutter, that there's an Isra Hotzah on Chol HaMoed. When we talk about there's an Isra Malach on Chol HaMoed, what are we referring to? Tosfos says it's the Rabbanan, and the Rabban says it's the right. So what are you referring to when you talk about Malach on Chol HaMoed? Terech Yisera, excellent, Yonatan. Not the Lamed Tes Malachas. So I guess you could envision a case of carrying where it would be schwitzing. I guess you could talk about carrying the would be schwitzing to answer my kasha.
Like a super.
You could carry your yay. No, but you're carrying the schwitz. The Isra Malacha Chomet is Tirka, not the Lamentes Malacha. So if I have to carry a bunch of things, Lamai said, but it still bothers me because it's not Hotsa means Rishis Yoch Rishis Rabin. When we talk about schwitzing, what do we mean schwitzing? I can schwitz inside the house. You know what I mean? And carry a bunch of things. So that's why this is a big chiddush to me, this Amudei Or. Normally when you talk about Malacha and Cholomoy, you talk about Tircha, not talk about the Lamates Malachas. That's the Poshim Shah. But nonetheless, I want you to know this Amudei Or. The Amudei Or has a tremendous chiddush, okay? So that's the second Nakuda. First Nakuda was what? What was the first Aura? The first Aura is Amigo apply to the Nashim Avadim Cholim, it's Tarim, first Aura. Second Aura is what? What's the second Aura? Third shot in the Rif. The Rif talking about the Migu that it's Lechi, it's good by Shabbos, it's good for Sukkah. So he wants to say Upshat, Lamude Or, that started on the Migu that it was Israel Tzad, not just on Shabbos, but also on Yontif Cholomoy, I'm not turned into a Sukkah. Okay? Our Gemara is only not doing. That's the second Aura. Number three. Third Aura, you got it down? Third, I want you to make sure you get this Mincha Sinuch. I want to point this out to you. Mincha Shin Chafei, he talks about this. This Migu concept. And then we got to start the Gemara. This Migu concept, is it possible to talk about a stolen wall? Let's say you have one of the defunos are stolen. You stole a whole board from a man out of his warehouse. So can you say like this? That in Zulu, the Migu would work. That Lagabe the guy stole from, it's a good dolphin. Since this is a good dolphin for him, it's a good dolphin for me. You hear that? What do you think of that? You steal the wood, since it's good for the Nigzal, it's also good for me. It's ridiculous, says the Mincha Sinuch. Please get that down. You don't say it from one man to another, amigu. He says that's ridiculous. You're not going to matter the stolen wall. Assuming that there's a problem of Xela wall, which we assume push-up shot. Migu that it was good for the guy I stole from, it's good for the guy that I... It's ridiculous, right? It's like people, Chas Shomer, will talk about tomorrow night about being amnestic, cheating. Migu that whatever, migu that the professor can look at the professor can look at the exam, so do I can look at the exam. It's ridiculous, right? That's unacceptable. So Mincha Sinuch says, oh, the guy steals it. Migu that is good for the guy I stole from because it's his wall. It's good for me. It's ridiculous. You don't say Migu from one man to the other. And the Gur Aryeh points this out. He says Migu's only on a chisaron, that there's a lack of a shear in the dolphin. But if there's a problem in the goof, and there's a psula goof, of course Migu's not going to solve that. It's not magic. It's lumdis. If there's a psula in the goofa thing, it's a problem. Okay? So that's the third heart I wanted you to bring out. Okay, let's go now right to the Gemara. Let's see Gemara inside. Zion and Mabez, okay? I'm sorry, Chesem Mabez, guys. Okay, let's turn to Chesem Mabez. Hamra Ablevi, Meshur Ben Meir. Let's see the Gemara. Yeah, go ahead, Tzvi. We're skipping only Chesem and Aleph, because Chesem and Aleph deals with calculus, pi r squared, with Pythagorean's theorem, Lamais. It's very, very complicated. So I wanted to, it is, of course it's awesome, but Lamais... I tell you what, if it was June, I would do it. If it was June, we would do it. So we'll see. I'm not promising in June, but Lamaisa, during the year, Lamaisa, in the semester, I want to be able to do this. Okay, all right. Chesem and Beis, let's go. All right, let's see the Gemara inside. Amram Levi Meshur Meir. Tzvi, go ahead. Read the Gemara. You go two in a row. Go ahead. You did yesterday. You go ahead. You did a great job. Chesem and Beis from two lines from the top. Let's go from the two dots. Chesem and Beis. Go ahead. Reb Levi said the name of Remeir. No, Zulifni Mizu. You have a sukkah of potters. What are potters? Men that make pots. They sell their wares and goods on the side of the highway. And they live in those things two, three nights a week in order that there can be there. Whenever there's a passerby, they can sell the stuff. So you have inside the potter and you have outside the potter. So you have two sukkahs, one inside, one outside. So what does it say? Hapnimius? Go ahead. The pnimius is not a sukkah. Period. And it's chayv in a mezuzah. Why is the pnimius not a sukkah? So let's see Rashi, okay? Let's see Rashi. I want you to get this down. Why is the pnimius not a sukkah? The inner potter, okay? You got this? Here, Dovi. What's the inner one? The inner one is not a sukkah. Let's see. Rashi, I gave you Rashi and Naran. Okay, let's see now. Chesem and Beis. Let's look at Rashi. Pnimi is saying the sukkah. Go ahead. Zok Rashi.
Zok Rashi.
Ah. Even though I don't need the sukkah lishma to be built the sukkah l'shem chag, because we learn that, God willing, we'll learn that in the next daf. To ha what?
The ha, the kaveis hila.
Kaimalan.
Kaimalan. The mashri sukkah yishena.
If you have a sukkah you built in June, is good for sukkah in 6 months later. The masnissen. But here, so why is it not a sukkah? Go ahead. The lo minkra milsa. The l'shem what? It's not recognizable that you're sitting in l'shem sukkah. Please get that down. Okay? Rashi writes, what does Rashi say here? There's no marker here, so please write it down, okay? Otherwise, I write it down. I forgot the marker at home. What does it say here? Rashi says that it is not, it's a problem, that Pnimis is not a sukkah, because it's not recognizable, it's the same sukkah. Go ahead, Daha. Finish up the Rashi. Beautiful. The whole year you sleep there, the whole Yom HaShana, Dyer is awesome. Barov Tashmishu, Sudaso, Vishenaso, Sham. Most of his wares are in there, his suda, his sleep is there. So he lives there most of the year. It is not recognizable. That's what Rashi says. Please get it down. Rashi says the Pnimius is not a sukkah because why? Yehuda? Rashi says it is not Nikar that is L'shem sukkah. Clear? Okay. Comes along the Ran. I gave you the Ran in the Dape Arif. Dalet Amal Dape Arif. And the Ran gives you a different theory. Now, I thought it's a machlokes Rashi in Iran. First, let's say over what the Ran holds. The Ran holds that it's made l'shem dir and not l'shem tzel. Please get it down. The inner potter structure, the inner sukkah, is not made l'shem tzel. Since it's not made l'shem tzel, writes the Ran, then it's called tasev lo min asui. What is tasev lo min asui? Tasev lo min asui l'dir l'otzer, meaning that what? When this structure was made, what was it made for? Simi, living, and for storage. Since it was made for living and for storage, what does that mean? That means you can't just sit in it now. It was made for a different reason. It was not made l'shem tzel. It has to be made l'shem tzel. If it was not made l'shem tzel, it is a problem. So what emerges, Marty? Machlokish, I'm going to say it like I thought it was, like the Bach. We'll get to the bucket of rum. It's a machlokish Rashi Naran, why the Pnimius is not a sukkah. Rashi says because it's not nikkur that it was made for a sukkah. Ariel, get that out in the computer. Rashi says not nikkur l'shem sukkah. And the Ran says it's not built l'shem what? Tzel. It was made l'shem dira. And it's a problem of tasav lomin asui. Because it was made l'shem dira l'otzer. And you can't just sit in it now during sukkahs. It has to be made l'shem tzel. It was not made l'shem tzel. It was made to live there. It might not be your mailing address because you go home, but you sit there, so you're a traveling salesman. 4 days a week you're in there. Because you want to be able to sell your wares. So the push-up shot is a machlokes Rashi Ran. Yes, Yonatan.
Isn't the Ran sheet again the problem of whether you build a sukkah l'shem sukkah or not? And we don't pass against that data?
Well, we're going to see. We'll see. Okay, we'll see. It's a good kasha. Excellent kasha. We'll see. L'maisa. Very good aura. But let's get the machlokes now. We'll be able to compare it more when we get the sugi tomorrow. But you make it a great aura. Bless you, Aria. So why do I say it's a machlokes? Who agree with me that it was a machlokes? The Bach. The Bach says Beferish in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Hei. It's quoted by the Maggid of Rum in Tov Reish Lamed Hei Sifkat and Aleph. The Bach says you better believe it's a machlokes. Because there is a drasha that's not found in the Gemara. Where is it found, Donnie?
Rashi
Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Guys, take a look. Underline it 80 times. I don't know if you can fit 80 times, but at least underline it once. It's exaggerating, so that it should stress it. Okay? What does Rashi say? Rashi says here, you got it? Yud Dalet Amud Aleph.
Which Rashi?
Rashi is 7 lines from the bottom. It says in the middle of Remeir, Vahi Vadai Pusel the Sukkah Merachman of Lo Basil Shall Call Yom HaShana. Rashi makes up his own drasha. That a sukkah, the Torah says, and not a house of the whole year. It's talking about Nisarim over there. You know what Nisarim are? Planks. We learned that. Which was Arba what? You can't have a blank that's Arba Amos. So, does everyone got the Rashi? Here, guys, please underline it. Seriously. Spend a lot of time. Look at this. You got it? Here, I'm going to underline. Right my fingers. You got it? Please underline it. Rashi makes up his own drasha and Yudal Ben Aleph. Yeah, in the middle of Dibamaska Remeir. Towards the end of the Rashi. The second line right after that. You got it? By the end of the Rashi. Rashi makes up his own drasha. So what comes out from there? Says the Bach beautifully. Unbelievable. You know what the Bach says? It's unbelievable Bach. The Bach says, I have a shtickle Torah. He says, according to what? According to the sheet of the Ran, any sukkah that's made for living throughout the whole year is psula. But according to Rashi, if it's made for what? If it's made for shadow, halach lomais, I don't care whether it's the whole year. It's a deer of the whole year. There's a shame schach on it. So therefore Rashi says, halach lomais, if you're what? If you're dealing with a situation. Rashi says it was made for shade. So according to the Ran, it doesn't make a difference, halach lomais. Because according to the Ran, if it's used as a dwelling resident throughout the whole year, you're done. According to the Ran. According to Rashi, no. According to Rashi, if it's made litzel, according to Rashi, it's made litzel, it's fine. I don't care whether it's what? Whether it's made for residence the whole what? Whether it's made for residence the whole year. And therefore, Rashi has to stand on his head and bring up a new reasoning that's not nikar. That's what the Bach writes. The Bach says both Rashi and Ran are hold of this drasha of Yomosh Hashanah Kula, but the Ran takes it to an extreme degree. He says if you live in a residence for the whole year, you're done. I don't care whether it's made for a shade. Yeah, Rashi Yudal Ben Avos Mechadish is the Ran holds of this drasha. The question is to what degree do you hold it? The Ran holds it to the nth degree. The Ran says even if it was made for a shade, it's still what? It's still possible. Because you live in it, the residence the whole year. Rashi says no. Rashi says if it's made for tzel, then it should be fine. That's why Rashi has to stand on his head, Akiva, get it down. Why is the inner one not a sukkah by us? Because that nikar. Does that sound like it's the Eraisa de Rabban in that svar of nikar? What kind of svar is it, mashma? The Rabban or the Eraisa? No, it sounds the Rabban. It's like it's not nikar, it's like Marsayan. So it says the Bach, according to Rashi, the Pnimis is only possible in the Rabbanon. According to the Ran, it's possible in a Torah from this drasha of Kol Yomos Hashanah. The Ran also agrees with Rashi's drasha. The Ran also agrees. I just pointed out he wasn't in the Gemara. The Ran also agrees with the Ran. And the Ran takes it to extreme. The Ran takes it to extreme according to the Bach. Yes, Izzy?
Just because, how do we know this is Teresa? Just because Rashi gives a drasha for it.
The Bach says that it's a legitimate drasha. But according to the Ran, if you live in there the whole year, then it's a psul d'oraisa. According to Rashi, if you made your sukkah l'shem shade, even though you lived there the whole year, it should be good minat Torah. It's only a problem in Rabbanan, it's not nikar. The Ran says no. The Ran says the fact you live in there the whole year, I don't care if it's made for shade. Still a psul d'oraisa. That's how the Bach learns up this machlekes, Rashi and the Ran. So both of them hold the destruction. The Ran just takes it to a degree, to an nth degree, what I mean, a square or cubed, and he says, if you sit in it, you're done. I don't care whether it's made of shem tzel. So according to the Ran, it's a psul d'oraisa. According to the Ran, it's a psul d'rabbanan. So according to the Bach, please get it down in your notes, Izzy, that it's a machlokes Rashi and the Ran, according to the Bach, and the nafkamina is whether it's a psul d'oraisa or psul d'rabbanan. According to the Ran, it's a psul d'oraisa. According to the Ran, it's a psul d'rabbanan. What's the big deal whether it's a psul d'oraisa or psul d'rabbanan? You guys tell me. Said it over many times in shir, cases of Safek, correct? If it's a psul d'oraisa in the case of Safek, I have to be machmer. If it's a psul d'rabbanan in the case of Safek, I can be maker. But you always got to always know that.
What's the student master with Rashi?
Rashi Reb Meir. Yudal and Ralph, in the second line there, Yonatan. He makes up this drush, the Ron agrees with the drush, but the Ron took it to an extreme.
How can Rashi make up the drushes?
We have that. Many times we've shown him make up drushes like this, based on the Gemara.
That's okay?
Yeah, we have that many times. Avram, go ahead.
We said that the Ran says that the problem of the Panimis is that it was not built for sale, right?
No. We said Allah Lamaisa, according to the Ran Lamaisa, if you build it Lamaisa Ladira, that by definition says it cannot be made L'shem Tzel. It can't, it's either one or the other. That's what we said by definition. You're right. The Ran says it's bait, but even if you physically put up something, it's not true. It's mafkiyat if you're using it as a residence throughout the whole year. That is not called L'shem Tzel. That's Lamaisa, that's the one I want to bring out. And the Netziv writes this Befeirish. Please get this down. The Netziv writes in his Sefer Merume Sadi, he agrees with the Bach, Halach Lamaisa. He agrees with the Bach. And he says, anything that is made for what? Anything, and this is the Ran's Hesber. The Ran's Hesber is, Halach Lamaisa, And I mean, Rashi says we have to know the Therish that this was not made. He wants to say it's a machlekes Rashi and Aran as well, says the Merumah son, along with the Bach. And anything that's not made l'shem mitzvah, and that's the chiddush we want to bring out here, l'maisa. If it's not made l'shem mitzvah, he discusses l'maisa. What happens if you don't know for sure? Do you have to know for sure that it was not made l'shem diril otzer shel kol hashana? Do we have to know for sure? He wants to claim according to Rashi, you have to know for sure. Maybe according to the Ran, you don't have to know for sure. That's what he wants to claim. The Nitziv. I want you to get that down. He agrees with the Machlokes Rashi and the Bach, Rashi and the Ran, but he says that Rashi, you do not, Rashi, you have to know beferish that it was not made l'shem dira, v'otzer shokol hashana. And according to the Ran, you don't have to know that. According to the Ran, you don't have to know that. We can make the assumption that it's good. Okay, it's a chiddush what the Nitziv is pointing out. But the basic thing that I want you to get is the Bach, that it's a Machlokes Rashi and the Ran. According to Rashi, it's only absolutely Rabbah, this new din is not Nikr. According to Ran, it's absolutely Raisa. And as you said, Avram, we said it was not made l'shem tzel, because it's made l'shem dira. Cannot be what? It's not one or the other. According to Rashi, it's made l'shem tzel. Yes, it can be. Even if dira kol hashana can be made l'shem tzel. That's why the Kaman who said, the Ran said the mutual exclusive. It's either the dar kol hashana or residence or l'shem tzel. Okay, good. So we have a machlokes who? Rashi and Aran, according to the Bach, and the Merumah Sada gave a different nafkamina. He says, according to Rashi, you have to know for sure that it wasn't made l'shem dira. According to Aran, you don't have to know for sure. Lamais, as long as you find out, then it's a problem. Okay, you got it, Avram?
Rashi's
Dirabonin, yeah. Nikar is Dirabonin, like a Marsayan type of thing. According to Aran, it's a Psul Diraisa. And then Nitziv, in his Sefer, Merumah Sada points out a different nafkamina. He says, according to Rashi, you have to know for sure it was not made l'shem residence. According to the Ran, you don't have to know for sure l'maisa. As long as it's made for shade, we assume it's good. Once you find out it's made for residence, then you're in a problem. Okay. But nonetheless, on the same page that it's a machlokes Rashi and Aran. Does anyone say not that way? Yes. I gave you the Magen Avraham, Donnie. You got this? Please get this down, Donnie. Let's focus on this. Come on. Let's focus. The Magen Avraham and Siman Tov. I made a mistake in the Mara Makomos. Tuf Reish Lamed Vav. Not Lamed Tes. Tuf Reish Lamed Vav, Sif Kut and Aleph. Magen Avraham. What does the Magen Avraham write? The Magen Avraham says, I'm sorry, I disagree with you, Bach. There is no Machlokes Rashi and Aran. No way. They are not arguing. You're making up a Machlokes for nothing, he says. He basically says that. He says, Rashi Lamaisa felt that he had to come out of this reasoning of Nikar because a Sukkos Yotzim is made for what? Shade. A Sukkos Yotzim is made for shade. So it's made for shade by definition. These guys sit there all day in the hot sun. They're selling their wearing goods. They want to have shelter from the sun. So it's made for l'shem tzel. So that's why Rashi had to stand on his head and say what? Nikar. That it's a problem. Nikar. Correct. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, what does the Ran say? He says, that's not true. He said the potter's hut is made l'shem dira. They live there. So therefore you don't have to come on to Rashi's reasoning. It's not that he's saying Rashi's wrong. He's just saying you don't need to come out of your reasoning, Rashi, that it's Nikar. Rashi assumed, Beferish, that anytime Lamaisa, anytime Sukkos Yotzim is made, is because it's made L'Shem itself. Okay? The Ran says it's not true. It's not true, Lamaisa. Now, don't tell me, Rebbe, it's a Machlokes Metzius. Ask the building engineers. What are Sukkos Yotzim made from? So Rashi will tell you it's L'Shem itself. What would the Ran say? L'Shem Dira. So how do we always lumnicize it? 50% of the time, right? One will say it's l'shem tzel, and the 51%, you have to lumnicize it. But the bottom line is they had a different havana of what the yotzer was made for. Rashi says made for tzel. The Ran says made for residence. So if you say it's made for residence, you're done already. You don't have to come on Rashi's reasoning that's not nikar. Rashi held no. You had to come on in nikar because it was made l'shem tzel. But they're not arguing. The only word, you understand what I'm saying, Donnie? The Magen Avraham is saying they're not arguing the Rashi and Aran. Kiva, you got this down? Ariel, you got this down? Kiva, you got it? In other words, they're not arguing Rashi and Aran. They're arguing based on their own different perspectives about Sukkos Yotzim. That's not a machlaikis. Rashi says it's made l'tzel itself. So what's the problem with it? The problem was it because it was what? It's not Nikar. Din d'rabbanan. You might agree this is a din d'rabbanan. According to the Aran, why is the Aran saying you have to come on to that? Because Sukkos Yotzim is made l'shem residence the whole year. It's made l'shem residence the whole year. It's already possum. Possum in a Torah, in fact. The Magen Avraham might say that, you know, he'll agree that one's a psul the rest, one's a psul the bottom. But don't tell me it's a machlaikis, okay? No problem, no machlaikis at all. So please get this down, this first mahalach. Fundamental machlaikis, Bach, Magen Avraham, Dani, whether there is a machlaikis Rashi and Ran or not. According to the Bach, yes there is. According to the Tziv, yes there is. According to the Magen Avraham, there is not at all.
Can the Magen Avraham argue on the Bach?
Of course.
There's a later...
Gedoy Lachronim can argue on other Gedoy Lachronim. Yeah, Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s. Of course, he can argue. Gedoy Lachronim, a Rishon. We mentioned from the Ramah that Achron can argue on a Rishon if he has Rayas, if he's entitled to his opinion, if he's a Gadol. Gaon always argues on the Rishon. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we said the Ramosh argues on Rabbi Kivager. You never can argue on the Gemara. Remember, we keep saying that Ravina Rashi so far raw. That closed a chapter in history. The Gaon says you can never argue on the Gemara. But a Rishon, or Achron can argue on a Rishon. Okay, excellent. Let's go weiter now in the Gemara Tzvi. Go ahead. So what does Gemara say now? So now we know why the Pnimis is no Sukkah. Go ahead. The Chatzona is a good Sukkah. It's part of a Mezuzah. Frek the Gemara v'amai. No, to have a Chatzona kebei shar. A Pnimis. The what?
V'tischayev.
Oh, the Gemara is asking. The Chitzon is a good sukkah, but it's potter for what? It's potter from the mezuzah. But why is it potter from the mezuzah? Let it be like a beis shar serving the inside. Let it be chayev in the mezuzah. What's the answer? Excellent. The answer is because not kviya. So what's this? What do Rov Rishonim say mishum lo kviya means? What's it going on? Let's get it out. What do Rov Rishonim say? Rashi. Everyone says, most Rishonim say like this. Rov Rishonim. Rashi says like this. The Ran, the Rivav, the Raida, the Michtam, the Rav Yonah Shlomil, the Ramban, they all say like that. Read the Rashi Mishum Lo Kviya. Go ahead.
Rashi Mishum Lo Kviya. Lo Zu Lo Zu. Tavar Kua. Dayan Pimbius Meshuba Leon Slave Shah.
These things last a month, 2 months, these houses where they stay there. So what's the answer, Svi? What's not Kavua? The inner one is not Kavua. Since the inner one is not Kavua, because it's going to be moved eventually or wrecked, therefore, you can't have a beishar serving something that's not kavua. So therefore, it's not considered a beishar, and therefore, you're what? You're potter from mezuzah. So let's get low kavua.
That's pshat kavua. That means it might be removed.
Yeah, it's going to be removed. It's not going to stay up, Yonatan. So since it's not going to stay up, when it's up, people sleep in it, the inner one. But it doesn't stay up for a long time. So since it doesn't stay up for a long time, you can't say it has a beishar going serving it. That's the answer to the Gemara. That's what Rov Rishonim say pshat is. And therefore, what? What'd you say?
That he just doesn't dwell in it.
No. Lo kvim is not going to last. He does dwell in it.
No.
We said we should. That's what I want you to get. I'm glad he asked you that. They sleep in the inner one. You're right.
No, but about the outer one now.
No. It's not the Rov Rishonim. The rest of Rashi saying the Gemara is asking the outer one should be chayav nezuzah because it should be a base shard to the inner one. The Gemara answers we should lo kvim. Rashi, everyone says Shalom Kvi is that the inner one doesn't last. When it's up, they sleep in it, like you're saying. Absolutely. But since it doesn't last more than a month, therefore what? It's not considered to be a strong enough thing that a Beis Shar serves it. So therefore, the outer one remains without a mezuzah. Yehuda, you got me? The inner one, while it's up, requires a mezuzah, no doubt.
The Ein Kavu is going on the Pnimius?
The Ein Kavu is going on the Pnimius according to Rov Rishonim. Yes. That's what Rashi learns Beferis. Please get it down. The Ran, the Rivav, Raivid, the Michtam, the Usmanul, the Ramban. He says, Beferish, Rushlovi, Lozu, Lozu, Dover, Kavuay, Apnimis, Chashuvus, Leos, Dover, Beish, Kashar. It's not Chashuv enough, like it's be read, right? It's not Chashuv enough to have a Beish Shar. There's no doubt the outer one is considered to be not Kavua, but the Chiddush is, let me say it should be Chavitz, a Beish Shar. Terence can't be a Beish Shar if something's not Kavua. That's where Rov Rishonim learned. Who learns not that way? Who learns not that way, guys? Oh, excellent, Yonatan. Let's get it down. Please get this down. Get everything down, guys. Marty, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam writes, the Nichus Mezuzah Perek Vav Alachates, Kesef Mishnah has as well, Beferish. I had to look at the Kesef Mishnah, that it's referring to what? The outer one. Since the outer one is not Kavu, it's not a Beis Shar. Rambam learns not that way. Rambam learns Alach Lamaisa, it's not Kavu, it's not a Beis Shar. So a Beis Shar has to be Kavua. This is not Kavua. It's taken down. So the Rambam, Yonatan learned like the Rambam. Rambam says, lo Kavua. Now, Lamaisa, it's fascinating. What was the sefer that I said the Or HaChaim HaKadosh wrote on Sukkah? It's in the Kobetz Beforshim. Excellent. What does the Rishon LeZion say here? A beautiful pshat says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in the sefer Rishon LeZion. You know what he says? He says the Rambam holds that a chiyuv beishar is midiraisa, and therefore he wants to claim. I want you to get this, kind of like what Yonatan was saying. He says if the outer one is kavua, even if the inner one would not be kavua, then you would be chayv in a mezuzah. Let's say they always kept the beishar up always, and they only just took down the inner one. He says that would make it that it would be chayv in a mezuzah, the outer one. That's what he wants to tie in, because he thinks the chiyuv beishar according to Rambam is a chiyuv diraisa. Mashen came. Rashi says the chiyuv beishar is only what? Is only the chiyuv beishar to put up a mezuzah is only what? Is only midrabanan according to Rashi, and therefore the pnimius. If the pnimius is not kavua, the chachamim are meikel, and therefore it's beishar is potter as well. Please get that. Okay, again, Nachum, let's say it again. The Rachaim HaKadosh in his Sefer Rishon LeZion says like this. According to the Rambam, since the chiyuv beishar is the diraisa, if the inner one would be what? The inner one is not kavua, but the outer one would be kavua? Halach l'maisa, they would be chayv in a mezuzah. Mashen ken, according to Rashi, that the chiyuv of beishar and mezuzah always is what, Yonatan? Always is the rabbanan, and it's always subject to what? What the inner one status is. And if the inner one status is a what? Is not kavua, then it's beishar will always be potter. To chachamim remeiko, chachamim zichronim levrach remeiko. Everyone got that chiddush? It's a beautiful chiddush of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. One more time, let's say it again. He says, according to the Rambam, chiyuv beishar is diraisa. So he says, theoretically, lemais, if the inner one is what? Not kavua, but the outer one would be kavua, if you always kept it up, then you would be chayv in mezuzah. The outer one would be chayv in mezuzah. Not according to Rashi. Rashi says, the chiyuv beishar, you don't get it down, is always what? It's always been rabbanon. So it's always subject to the what? To the status of the inner one. If the inner one is not kavua, then it's never chayv. The beishar is never mechuyiv.
Is this any different than the other pshat? This is not necessarily...
No, the Sfasemis writes that maybe Rashi would be motivated at the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Sfasemis writes that you're talking that Rashi would be motivated at the Rambam. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says no. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says a machlis Rashi and a Rambam. So how do we summarize this whole segment? What do we always do? So the Gemara asked the Kasha and said, what's the outer one should be chayv in the mezuzah because let it serve as a beishar. What's the Gemara's answer? Shum lo kfiya. What do Rov Rishonim learn? Rashi, the Ran, the Revolve, how do they learn up the Gemara? How do they learn what's going on? What? Excellent. The inner one is not kavu. Excellent, Yonatan. So therefore, the outer one can't be a beishar. It's a nothing. Lamaisa. Halach lamaisa, nothing. Therefore, you're not chayv at all. Fine. That's one way to learn up Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim like that. Comes along the Rambam and says, no. It's talking about the outer one. The outer one's not kavu because it's taken down. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it comes out from there, that if theoretically, according to the Rambam, which beishar is a chiv diraisa mezuzah, if the outer one would stay up, even though the inner one's taken down, you be chayv mezuzah in the Torah. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, the chiyuv mezuzah beishar is only what? It's only the rabbanon. It's always subject. The beishar is always subject to what? What is the beishar always subject to? The ikar one. And if the ikar one is going to be not kavua, the outer one will not be a beishar, never be chayv. Yes, Yonatan.
Does Rabbi understand what I mean though? When
Rashi
is mentioned,
yes.
Like then he goes on as an opinion. Why
right.
He's differentiating.
No, he's saying lo zu. Both the outer one and the inner one are not a davar kavua. He's stressing it. Shunlokvia, lo zu velo zu. Certainly the outer one is not kavua, but because the inner one is shunlokvia, lo zu velo zu, davar kavua. Vena pnimius chashuva. And the pnimius is not chashuva, not lios lo beishar, to say that it has a beishar.
I understand Rashi saying lo zu velo zu, meaning like, there's two, Rashi introduces two reasons why it's not good. Lozu, why? Because it's not Devar Kavua. That's number one. Number two is Vinit. He means Kashiv Lil Spesha.
No. He means Lozu, Velozu means the outer one and the inner one. Shum Lokvia, Lozu, Velozu, Devar Kavua. Both the outer one and the inner one are not a Devar Kavua. I'm glad he asked me that. That's what Rashi means. And he says the Pnimius is not Choshev enough to have a Beishar because it's not Kavua. That word Kavua is going on to both things. And the Ik one is being what? The Ik one is the inner one. Very good. Okay? You got that? One sec, David. Now, the truth is, I saw an amazing thing which is stunning to me. Very, very stunning. The truth is, the Ritva here quotes Lamaisa Shita, which I couldn't believe it. We'll get to you in a second, David. I just want to make sure we say this, so don't forget it. I couldn't believe the Shita. What does the word Sukkah normally mean, guys? Sukkah means a Sukkah for the holiday of Sukkahs, no? So listen to this. The Ritva quotes, and he says they're wrong, but we have to know it. He He says there are those that interpret it differently. What do you mean they interpret it differently? They interpret the word sukkah as being something else. Says the Ritvi, ready? What does pnimis mean? Inner one, yes? It's not a sukkah. He says, lamaisa like this. Ikid akashilu. Amai ain't a sukkah. Why is this not a sukkah? Kevin misuchakes kehilchasa. Velo boy asil l'shem chak. What's the problem? Why can't it be good? It's a good sukkah. It was made up physically l'shem tzel. Yes? So you know what he says? Mafarshalo the hachikamer. Ain't a sukkah l'nichiv mezuzah v'chayavis b'mezuzah. Wow. Can you believe this? What does that mean? He says the word sukkah means what? Doesn't mean what? Pnimis ain't a sukkah, meaning what? What does it mean it's ain't a sukkah? It's not a sukkah l'inyan mezuzah, that it should be what? That it should be potter from a mezuzah. But you are yotzei what? You are yotzei sukkahs. You hear that way? To read the Gemara?
It's
unbelievable.
It's big,
you got to get this down. It's not a sukkah legabi the chiyu mezuzah. Is a sukkah normally chayv mezuzah? Yes or no? No. So therefore, he's saying it's not a sukkah in chiyu mezuzah, and it's taka chayv in mezuzah. But vis-a-vis sukkah, what's the din? It's a good sukkah. Ariel, get this down. We just introduced a new shita that says an amazing chiddush that it's considered to be a what? Considered to be a good sukkah. I couldn't believe this. It's considered to be a good sukkah. I still can't believe it. I was reading the Gemara. Still considered to be a good sukkah. Rebbeinu Shlomo. He says it's a good sukkah. That's how you read the Gemara. Everyone got how to read it? I can't believe it, Lamaisa. The Ritva says, yes, that it's a pnimius is considered to be a good sukkah. It was done properly. Quote. The Brisa says it's not a sukkah legabi echiv mezuzah. Yes. Then the Ritva says, listen to this. V'lav milsehi. It's absolutely unacceptable. It's wrong. El advarim kipashtan. Shena sukkah mishum da'avda ladira. It's made for residents like a bias. Exactly like the Ran. But you guys got to get it down. Please get it down. Yeshua Pirush the Ritva quotes that it means ain't a sukkah. It means what? Well, it's not a sukkah like Abi Achiv Mezuzah. But you are Yotze Sukkah. Amazing. I can't believe it. Yeah, go ahead, Dave. What do you say?
Well, I was going to ask, according to.
Yes.
Rashi, in the case where the inner one was kavua, but the outer one was not kavua, what would Rashi say?
In the case where the inner one was kavua,
but the outer one wasn't.
It would be chayvat beishar. That's correct.
But isn't
point of Rashi, the ikar is the inside.
For the fact, then why does Rashi feel the need to mention both the zu v'zulu?
That's what Yonatan was saying. He's trying to say that just like the what? He's trying to build up the fact that the outer one is a tuffle to the inner one.
But if it's only tola on the inner, then Rashi should have just said the inner.
No, but that's what he's trying to say. Lozu velozu. In other words, even though the Gemara's focusing on the inner one, the inner one affects the outer one, and that's what he goes on to say. Lozu velozu. Why lozu velozu? Because the pnimis is not chashuva.
But is that not mashman that, and therefore you would need both of them to be kavua to have a
mizu? No. The ikker one, because he's vazmed you what he means in the second line. Because the pnimius one is not chashuva. It's ikar and tafel. Like you have a, you have, what's an example of ikar and tafel? You have a candy bar
the
with
fish,
like.
The fish on the cracker. It's in the Gemara.
Well, that's talking about the maluach lemais. Maluach, but a classic is ikar and tafel lemais.
The raisin.
Yeah, in other words. Yeah, in other words. Yeah, something like that lemais. The ikar is what? The ikar is the inside of the tafel. That's what it means, lozu. Okay? Very good. Okay, let's get to the following now before we get to Taisa, then we got to get to Hilchos Chanukah. Let's go. Okay? What do we got here? I gave you the Rambam. Oh, let's go. We got to move here. What's the Rambam say? Did you look up the Rambam? Did I give you the Rambam Hilchos Sukkah? No. Why did I give you a Rambam Hilchos Sukkah? No, that, we didn't get the Taisa yet. Before Taisa, Yonatan. I didn't give you a Rambam Hilchos Sukkah. Why not? Because it's not there.
Oh.
It's not there. The Rama's mashmit this din. The Rama's mashmit this din in Hilchos Sukkah. The din of Shnei Yotz and Zumizu, that the Pnimius is Sukkah, the din we're learning. The Rama's mashmit the din. He leaves it out. The Shulchan Aruch has it. Let's get it down. I wrote the wrong Maramakum. Sorry. Tough Reish Lamed Vav Sif Beis. Yotzer chli cheres. Sheish lo shnei sukkah. Zu lifnei mizu. Bosa kedei rosa. Bepnimis. He puts a pots in there. Amokra mechitzona. But he sits outside to sell them. Hapnimis eni yotzer de sukkah. She dirosa shekol hashona. Eno nikar. Shadar ba'al hashem mitzvah. Who does that sound like?
Rashi.
Excellent. Get it down. Mechaber paskins lo halacha. Tof rish lam involved. The inner one is not a sukkah. It seems like Rashi. Vachitzon yoytzeba shar eno darba kol hashana kula. It's mamish beferish l'maisim. Okay. Now what happens if you would make it nikar? Says the Mishnah Berurah. What would you do? You lift it up the schach and put it back down. That would be fine.
Why would that make it nikar?
Because everyone's know you're lifting it up on a holiday sukkah. You put it down with shame sukkah. That's considered to be good. Yeah, it's not necessarily marsan. It's for yourself too. It's not like marsan that I just is saying that the issue of nikar. Okay. I'll give you another example. Let's say a guy sits in a sukkah, and he loves a sukkah so much, he lives in California or Florida or San Diego, nice places, right, nice weather-wise. Eretz Yisrael, even better, correct. I was talking in America, only in America, right? But let's say you live in Eretz Yisrael, correct. Better example, Yonatan. Let's say you live in a sukkah, and you're so impressed with your sukkah, you say you want to sit there the whole year. So what do you do the next sukkahs? What do you got to do the next sukkahs? You got to also lift up the schach and put it back down. It's not enough to just all open up the roof. You have to take the schach down, put it back up.
Right.
To note that you're doing l'shem sukkah. Correct. Well, the next year, yeah, would be a problem like the Ronda because it's dark all shana because you lived in residence. Correct. So you want to get out of that. So you need to do that.
That's how the Mishnah says. You're supposed to be like...
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in Daf Tes. Right, but I want you to get those two examples. You could save the inner one by what? Lifting up the schach, putting it down, Mishnah Berurah. And then he gives the example. You built such a nice sukkah. You sit in it the whole year. By next sukkah, you also have to lift it up, put it down. Is there any way to solve the outer one? Can you ever sit in the outer one for the sukkah? What do you say?
Can we say it's...
The chitzon or your yotzebosh. All right, the inner darshan, you're fine with it, right? So you don't need to save it, like Avram's saying. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, please get it. In Sifkat and Yud, you still should be Mechadish Bodover. Okay? You still should be Mechadish Bodover. You should pick up one thing and put it down. Even for the Chitzon, he says. It's a Lechachila. It's a Hiddur Mitzvah. He says, you should be Mechadish Bodover. Pick it up, even though it was made L'Shem Tzel. But he says, Halach L'mais, it wasn't made L'Shem Sukkah. The bottom line, it wasn't made L'Shem Sukkah. So even though it's still a good Sukkah, Avram, he says, Lechachila, you should do something to show you're doing L'Shem Sukkahs. That's what the Mishnah Berurah I want you to get. That's why I gave it to Mishnah Berurah. Go to Lavush. Please get that. Even though you're right, the Kitzon is straight up, it's good. But it wasn't made L'Shem Sukkah. It was only made L'Shem Tzel. You want to make it the best bet as possible. What do? You make it L'Shem what? You make it L'Shem Sukkah. So that's a L'Chachilu. It's definitely kosher. You don't do it. But I want you to know L'Chachilu. Donnie, you got that? The Kitzon is L'Chadish Bodover. Okay. So why talk to the Rabbim leave it out? Let's get this. Rabbim left it out, a Yehuda. The Rosh, the Ron has it, Shulchan Aruch has it. Why'd the Ram leave it out? Oh. So the Pashtus is, the Tur quotes it as well. So the Aruch Lanier says a beautiful pshat. I want you to get this. The Aruch Lanier says that the Ram holds like Rashi. The Ram holds like Rashi, Akiva. What does that mean, the Ram holds like Rashi? He holds that the Chisur of Yitzukas Yotzim is because there's no Heker. There's absolutely no Heker. And therefore, Halacha l'maisa, what are we paskin like? We paskin against this whole Gemara. We're going to see tomorrow, God willing. The next piece of Gemara, the Ram paskin's like, next segment of Gemara is against the Gemara before the two dots. And the Ram paskin's like after the two dots. And what does the Gemara say after the two dots? That a sukkah shel pnimis of Yotzrim is what? He's makshir the sukkah pnimis shel Yotzrim. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? He holds halacha l'maisa that we don't hold of this business. That if it's a problem of Heker. The next ensuing Gemara, which we'll see tomorrow after the Dudat, says, even though it's what? Even though it's not recognizable, whereas a bunch of cases, Rakpash, bunch of cases where Lomaisa, a guy lives in it the whole year. And we're going to see tomorrow, B'Zishem, Blinetter, that next segment of Gemara, the Gemara doesn't care about the fact that it's not a Heker. The fact that it's not recognizable. Reb Levi Mishum Reb Meir said it was a problem. You follow me, Izzy? And that's Apsul D'Rabbanan. That's the segment before the two dots. After the two dots, Akiva, the whole Gemara says it's not a problem. And the Rambam learns like Rashi and Paschas like those next segment, and therefore it's kosher. That's why the Rambam never brings it in. And he says the Pnimius is what, Yehuda? The Pnimius is what? According to the Rambam, it's kosher against our Gemara. Because we're passing the Rambam held like the segment after the two dots. We learned the Gemara today before the two dots. We don't hold like that. The whole problem of the Sukkos HaYotzim was that it's not Nikar. The Rambam holds we don't hold like that problem. That problem's not a problem. As evident by the next segment of the Gemara. So that's why the Rambam left that out, Al-Pidin. Okay? That's why the Rambam left out the whole thing. Okay, that brings us to the Tosis. Let's go, see. Okay, we got to get to the Tosis. Let's go, guys. Look at the Tosis there, on the bottom there. Okay? Go ahead. And Chesum and Beis, Dir Masko Tehave. Everyone got it? Go ahead, what do you say? Mirpesis. The gatehouse, the achsedra was that porch. You know what I mean? The guys, they go out on the porch, right? The achsedra. What'd you say? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like a portico, correct? Yeah, go ahead. It's like a closed-in porch, correct? Go ahead. Umirpesis is a regular porch. Chayavin be mezuzah. Yes. So the Gemara's kash is based on that premise that a mirpesis and a achsedra and a beis shar is chayavin mezuzah. Excellent. Betema. What's Toys's Bam Kasha? In the first Pirk in Yuma, it says what? A bias that is Miyuchal Adira requires him to exclude what? These three things that are not Miyuchal Adira. Since they're not Miyuchal Adira, you don't live on the Exedra, the porch, and the Beis Shar. No one lives there. No one lives in their car. Hopefully not, right? God forbid if a guy has to live in his car. It's the homeless, right? So you see that Bichayv Mezuzah has to be, you live in it. You don't live in your chayiv. So how can the Gemara get out of its mouth that what? How can the Gemara assume that Beis Shar is chayiv mezuzah based on the Gemara Menachos when the Gemara Numa says you're potter from mezuzah? Go ahead. V'yesh what? What's the answer? If the gatehouse is open to a house, then it's what? Then it's taka chayiv mezuzah. If it's open to a garden, what's the din? No good. It's open to a guard, you don't have a chiyuv mezuzah. Go ahead. Vikashya.
Vikashya, the imkain, have a lay lishnuye. Hachi has some menachos, deparach, ad Rav Chisda, the Amar Asadra, Petura mezuzah.
What's Rav Chisda say in menachos? That Achsedra Pata mezuzah. What is Gomer ask on him? What is Gomer ask on him, Sweet? From a Bryce that says Achsedra Schaif. So what could have been the Gomer's answer? Again, Rav Chisda, Halega Moira. Ari, are you with me with this? Achsedra is putter from a mezuzah. If it's disturbing you, remember what we said. Okay, you got to be honest with yourself. Right? Yishemis. If it's disturbing you, use the notebook, right? That's why we always recommend against it, unless you can focus on it. What does Evchista say? What is Achsedra? Achsedra is putter from a mezuzah. What does the Brisa say, Ariel? Write it in your computer as the notes. You chayv a mezuzah. So what would have been the answer? When did Evchista say a putter? When it's open to what? When you're open to, no, you're putter when you're open to a garden. When is the bris say chayv mezuzah? When it's open to a house. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer in Menachos? That's what Tosfos is asking. Go ahead. What does that mean? What do you mean? Which one's which? You tell me. The Beis Shar is putter mid yeraisa, but it's chayv what? Mid rabbanon. Our Gemara, get it down. And the Gemara in Maseches Menachos is saying a Beis Shar is chayv mezuzah only mid rabbanon. But the Gemara in Yuma says a Beis Shar is putter what? Minat Torah. You got that? See, Izzy, the three Gemaras. Our Gemara and the Gemara in Menachos assumes you're chayv only midrabbanan. The Gemara in Yuma is talking on the level of the Araisa, your puppet. Yes? So why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Go ahead. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer in Menachos? Because the Gemara understood Rav Chisda said Achsedra's Potter meant even on a level with the Rabbanan. Then the Gemara asks on it, but you're against the Brice, and it says Chayiv. Chayiv in Rabbanan. Okay? So that's why the Gemara didn't give an answer. But what did I want you guys to do?
So that itself.
You guys tell me what I wanted you guys to do. What did I want you guys to do? So what Taki is the Gemara's answer? I wanted you to look up the Gemara Menachos. What Taki is the Gemara's answer? Tell you, it leaves it for you. What'd you say? You're
saying the answer.
Yeah, what's the Gemara's Kasha that Rav Chisda? No, that's not true, Yonatan. What does the Gemara say? Gemara gives another answer. It's a good guess, but there's no guessing in Torah. No guessing in Torah. And a Rebbe once taught us, never give multiple choice bechinas. You either know the Torah or you don't know it. You can't guess. That's why I never give a multiple choice bechina, ever. You got to know it. That's it. So I looked up the Gemara.
The
Gemara Menachos. Aria, let's get it. Lamed Gimel and Beis. What's Gemara's answer? You got me? Let's get this down, Ephraim. The Gemara develops the following theory. I want you to get this theory. The Gemara says there's a difference between a chesedra that is three-walled and open on a fourth side, and it's totally enclosed. What is the difference? I want you to get this down in your notes because I don't have the marker to write it down. Any walls, in order to be chayav in mezuzah, what do you need? A maskov. Konami kan, and you need a what? A maskov. A post. Like that door there. Yes? Now, what happens in a situation where the whole point of the walls is to hold up the roof? Now, when you have a door, that's not the whole point. So the whole point of the door is to get in and get out. But let's say the walls you put up is just solely lahachsik tikra. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Lahachsik tikra. What does lahachsik tikra mean?
Hold up the ceiling.
Hold up the ceiling. On such a what? Such a wall or opening, you don't need a what? You don't need a mezuzah. So a lot of times in Hilchos Mezuzah, you ever notice that you have a wall that goes straight up to the roof? You understand what I'm saying? Do you need a mezuzah on that? Let's say in a house you have a wall that goes straight up to the roof, to the ceiling. If you had a wall that goes straight up to the ceiling, do you need a what? Do you need a, no, you don't need it. Because the whole point is what? You need a mashkof on the top. Here you have a mashkof. See, that wall doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling.
Oh.
It's lachzuki tikra. Lachzuki tikra is pata from mezuzah. So get this. So Gemara says the following. If I have an echzedru that's enclosed on three sides but open on the fourth, obviously, what are those walls for? What are those walls solely for?
To hold up
the what? The roof.
Yeah.
Because it's open on the fourth side. So if it's totally to open up a roof, that's where what? That's where the Brisa said that echzedru is what? The echzedru is considered to be what? It's considered to be pater. Rav Chisda was talking about it was totally enclosed, and the walls didn't reach up per se to the roof. But Lamaisa, in that case, he says, Yechai. The Gemara's answer is, I'm going to read it to you. The Gemara answers, San Lama Gilmes, thank you, and thank Simi for bringing the Gemara. Bachsedju de Bei Rav, please get it. Achsedju de Bei Rav, that's the phraseology in Lama Gimel and Beis. Achsedju de Bei Rav means achsedju that had four defunos, they don't reach the ceiling, but it's chayv in a mezuzah. Okay? Because the achsedju that only has three walls open on one side, that's only the chsuke tikra. So the Gemara says, well, achsedju that has arba defunos is like a good room. What's the price I have to answer for? It's called achsedju romesa. There's a lot of windows in it, so it's like a tzrif a little bit. Remember we said what a tzrif was? What do we say what a tzrif was? Remember it didn't reach the what? It didn't reach the tikra?
It's like a V. Right?
But it had a lot of what? It had a lot of windows, correct. So in that case, halacha lemaisa, if the defanos are made with a lot of windows, it's still chayv in mezuzah. Still chayv in mezuzah, halacha lemaisa. Okay? So that's the answer what? That's the answer, halacha lemaisa, of the Gemara Menachos. So Tysus is like, you know, let's review the Tosa, summarize the Tosas. What did it say? Our Gemara asked what? And the Gemara Menachos says what? That the outer one should be chayav mezuzah because it should serve as a Beis Shar. Yes?
Yeah.
But there's a third Gemara in Yuma that says a Beis Shar is potter from a mezuzah. So what's the answer? So Tosas says if it's open to a garden, what's the din? It's potter. If it's open to a house, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be chayav. So why didn't the Gemara give that as an answer in Menachos? So the Gemara says, because why? One's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanan. Right? When we said that Rav Chisda says you're Pater, Allah HaLamaisa, you know, we're talking about a Chiyuv is only what? We're talking the Chiyuv is only with the Rabbanan. He was talking on a level what? He was talking on a level the Raisa. So if that's the case, Lamaisa, Gemara could not have given that answer. So you couldn't have given that answer, Allah HaLamaisa. Why did the Gemara give that answer? Because they understood Rav Chisda being Pater Lagamri. What's the case when you're Pater Lagamri? It's open on the four sides. Achzuki Tikra. It's lachzuke tikkur, you're potter. But if it's not lachzuke tikkur, you're going to be chayef. Even though the walls don't touch the roof, you're going to be chayef. So lamais, it's considered to be a chiyuv. Because there is a door. Let's say these walls would not go up to the door. But there's a crossbar. So that's enough. You're chayef in mezuzah. Not a problem. As long as it's 10 fucking high, you'll be chayef halach lamais in the mezuzah. But if you look up the Taisa Menachos, please get that answer. Achzudra de Bei Rav. At the end of the day, Tysus sticks to his guns, and he says the Beis Shar will be a chiyuv what? Chiyuv min rabbanan, of mezuzah. Now let me ask you the following question. Not ask you. There's not so many times in Shas. In fact, recently I just saw. I can't even remember. I recently just saw a Tyson Brachas on Mendal Manoff that quotes the Rambam. You probably can count them on your fingers how many times Tosis quotes the Rambam in Shas on the Daf. He quotes Sefer Maimoni. I think it's in Brachas on Mendal and Aleph.
Must be a very late
Sefer Maimoni. Okay, I'm just wondering, but when it comes to the Rif though, Tosis quotes the Rif many, many times. And if you look in the Tosis Menachas on Lamed Gimel Beis, he has another answer. For Yitzchak Alfas Tirates, Tahacha, Bepsuchalabayas. He identifies it as the Rif, that it's open to a house. So if it's open to a house, you're chayiv. If it's open to a garden, you are putter. So I want you to just get down in your notes that answer is quoted in the name of the Rif that Tosfos says by us. Okay? All right, very good. Let's turn now to Hilchos Chanukah. Tomorrow we continue, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, last week we went through the three levels, you remember, of Mahadran, Mina Mahadran, and now we have to get to the Nafkaminis. Yes, Svi, go ahead.
A little off topic, but Maisa, Mar before or after?
If you have a mini kavua, you don't have to. In yeshiva, you have a mini kavua.
Of what? 2 weeks?
You have a mini kavua for Meyer, so you don't have to. Okay?
Usually, yeah.
You don't have to as long as you have a mini kavua. Which you have in yeshiva.
You have a mini kavua?
You have a mini. I'm with a 10 o'clock Meyer of Lomaisa. In yeshiva, in our yeshiva.
We have.
Mini kavua, you don't have to, Lomaisa. I don't. Shulchan Aruch, we pass them like. Say it's a kochavim, we say. Okay? Okay, that's the way we're going to pass it. So let's get to the Nafkaminas now. I want to get to the Nafkaminas that we described in Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, let's get to it. We pass them like the Rambam, that if it's the eighth night of Chanukah, you have 10 members of your household, how many candles? 80 candles, we said, remember? Kiva, let's get this down. There is a big question, Halacha Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch points it out, if someone is very, very indigent, very, very poor, God forbid. And let's say it's the fifth night of Hanukkah, he doesn't have enough oil or candles. How much are we obligated to give him? One candle or five? So the Bir Halacha quotes the Chemed Moshe, and he says the only mechuyev to give him one candle. We're not mechuyev to subsidize him and hit a mitzvah, but we are mechuyev to what? Give him at least the base level, which is near Yishu Beso. That's what the Bir Halacha says, B'shem the Chemed Moshe. However, Dor Sameach points out, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam has an expression, Neros. What is Neros? Plural or singular? Plural. The Rosh Hashanah claims the Rambam says you got to give him five. So if you guys have the money, if the shul has the money, the gabbai has the money, you should really give him five or enough oil for five wicks. Okay? You follow me? Now what is that to revolve around? This is machlokes. It revolves around the relationship between hiter mitzvah and ikar mitzvah. In this case, it's mahadran min mahadran. There's two ways to review a hiter mitzvah, and there's a mandate to beautify it. I once heard from Rav Bernstein Shlita, the great Gaon there in Israel, that the Hellenists, you know, Greek, they're always in the beauty, you know, the beauty of their body, and that's not a Jewish type of thing. We bring on Hanukkah our havan of beauty. What is our havan of beauty? Hiter mitzvah on the highest level, mahadran min mahadran. Zekei Levan Beu. This is my God, and I glorify with mitzvahs, and I beautify those mitzvahs. That's our definition. That's our hakdara of beauty. It's not a notion of physical beauty. You follow me? It's a tikkun against that. What the Hellenists, what they wanted to try to do to us. Okay? So Lamaisa, if the hiter mitzvah is integrated into the ikar mitzvah, and it becomes enhanced much more, the ikar mitzvah becomes enhanced much more, it becomes beautiful mitzvah. It's not a separate din. Then the Or Samach says to the Rama, how many candles you got to give him? Five. Because every night of Hanukkah, you have to what? You have to mahadran the mitzvah and show the presumptuous on the best level possible. So therefore, because the hiter mitzvah becomes integrated into the ikar mitzvah, I have to give the guy five candles, not one. But if I hold that hiter mitzvah is a separate din, that's independent, and that does not become integrated into the ikar mitzvah, it's considered a din b'fnei atzmo, then who says I'm obligated to subsidize him to do the hiter mitzvah? It's enough to give him one candle. That's what the machloek is based upon. How I view the lumpness of the hiter mitzvah. Does the hiter mitzvah become what? Integrated to the ikar mitzvah? Or does it remain separate and what? Disconnected to the ikar mitzvah. That is what will be a nafkin mean. And the pasha says if you have the money, you give them five. That's one nafkin mean, number one. Please get it. Yes, Aria.
Did you say
If the Iker Mitzvah becomes integrated to the Iker Mitzvah, they become connected firmly and strongly, conceptually, then I'm obligated to not just give the guy one, but five, so he does the Mitzvah in the most enhanced way. But if I say the Iker Mitzvah remains separate and independent, din b'fnei atzmo, then one could say I'm only obligated to give him what? Give him one candle, the base level, not muhud or five candles. Okay? Because the halacha presuming Nisa says that a person, God forbid, has to sell his what?
Shoes.
He has to sell his clothes in order to raise money to what? We have it by Arba Kosos, we have it by Kriyas Megillah. Any halacha presuming Nisa, if you only have one suit, okay, you can't walk around without any clothes. Then, God forbid, you got to go to the gabbai in the shul and get money. That's what I'm talking about. God is very indigent. But if you have two suits, you have to sell the other suit in order to raise the money to do it. Any halacha presuming Nisa, three halachas. Arba Kosos, Kriyas Megillah, and Nir Hanukkah. Okay? That's a first off community. Yes, Ephraim, very quick.
Yeah, I think I heard a smart that said since nowadays everybody does Mahajim and you have to give them.
Okay, hopefully you raise the money if the Gabbite stalker, if you're the Rav, you try to give him the five candles. That's correct. Okay, next nafkamina. It's very, very important, Lamaisa, that we know, Halacha Lamaisa, that when you light candles, we light from what? We light like Basil, 1 to 8. Right? Malin, Dekodesh, Vim, or Eden. Yes? But we light from left to right. There's a Machlaikis, the Machabir, and the Vilna Gaon. Do you light from left to right or right to left? We follow like the Machabir, we light left to right. Because we always want to go, Halach Lamaisa, right? We always want to go, Halach Lamaisa, you know, to the right. But the question is as follows. How do you place the candles in? Right to left, correct? Let's say on the eighth night of Hanukkah. Okay? So, when you place the candles in there, are you declaring, Poshup Shat, that the first candle on the right is the what?
The last candle.
The first candle on the right is the Iker candle, which is what?
For
Nir Shubeso. And all the ones on the left are really the Hiter Mitzvah candles. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, one second, Dan, Shulchan Aruch says you like the eighth one. Right? How do you have the audacity to light the inner one over what? Over the Iker one. You put them in right to left. How do you light them left to right?
You put them in. You put them in whatever way you want.
No, I'm saying you're not. Our meaning is to put it from right to left. So you're declaring that's the Nerisha Beso.
You like physically stand?
Yeah, you put them in like that. So why is the one on the most right, not the Iker Mitzvah? So I want you to get this. Please get this down. Says the Machaber, I agree with you. That the one on the most right is the Iker Mitzvah one. I agree with you, the one on the right is the most Iker one. No doubt. But the other ones are Hiter Mitzvah candles. But I agree that they're on the same level. Because Hiter Mitzvah becomes integrated into the Iker Mitzvah. So conceptually, Avram, get this down. They are on the same level. And therefore, I always want to do a Mitzvah going to the right. I always want to walk to the right. So therefore, I light from left to right. And don't give me the smart, you're giving more cover to the Hiter Mitzvah candle than the Iker Mitzvah. I hold on the same Madrega. Because the Hiter Mitzvah becomes integrated to the Iker Mitzvah. You got to get this down, Lamais. Come on, you're going to remember the Mahalach. Please get it. First half communion, now the second half communion. Whereas the Vilna Gaon holds, one second in front. Whereas the Vilna Gaon holds what? What does the Vilna Gaon hold? He holds that the Hiter Mitzvah candles are separate din. They don't become integrated. And therefore there's audacity to what? To light the what? The Iker Mitzvah candle over the Iker Mitzvah candle. And therefore the Gaon concludes from the Bala Iter, where do you light from?
Right to left.
You light the Iker Mitzvah candle first. The other ones are, you're not going to the right? Okay. That's if everything's all equal, you try to go to the right. But here I cannot give more cover to the Iker Mitzvah candle. The two Nafka means, how are you going to remember this? Come on. Okay? That's what the Gaon says.
When you say right to left, and you're facing the
door? Facing, when you're facing. When I'm talking about facing, yes.
I'm
facing. Here's my Chanukiah. Here's my Chanukiah in front of me. So this is what? This is left to right.
And between you and the window?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. The way I'm looking at it, the Machaber says you're left to right, the Gaon says right to left. And I'm saying it depends upon what the lumnus of Hiter Mitzvah is. Does it become integrated or not? Yes, David.
Why wouldn't the grudge just say put it in
left
to right
question.
And then right left to right?
Okay, but because Lamaisa, remember we discussed last week six Makaros that we model Hanukkah after the menorah and the mikdash? The Cheshivas was the menorah and the mikdash, the right side. A menorah in the mikdash is always the right side.
No, I mean, you could still light it. Like, on the third night, you could still light the three farthest lights in the right socket.
I understand, but then
you put it in left.
But the placement of the candles, Lomais, was done always with the right one most first. So therefore, Halacha Lomais, that declares as being the candles near Shabbat.
Why does it declare?
He's very strong about it. He says, Ein tam v'reach. He argues on the Shulchan Aruch in that case.
Why
yes, Ephraim.
Why does it declare when you put it? Why don't you just have it in your machshavah the last one?
It doesn't depend on the machshavah. It depends on the right thing. The right side physically is that candle. That's the way it is. Okay. Third nafkamina. Let's go, guys. Third nafkamina. Oh. We got so much. We got a lot to do in Hilchos Chanukah. Number three. Let's go. We have a few more minutes. Third nafkamina. We got that minute after. Third nafkamina. Let's get it. There is a notion, the Gemara says, of using a shamash. Okay? But there are times that a person might not have a shamash. What do you do if you have no shamash? Fifth, sixth night, seventh night, eighth night. So, we paskin mikadin the Gemara malikim in Erlinir. You can light from one candle to the next if you have no shamash. We use a shamash because we want always to remind us not to use the candles for our own hanah. If you want to read by it, use it by the shamash. You can use the shamash, you can't use the other things. That's the purpose of the shamash. Well, let's say you have no shamash. Can you light from one candle to the next? So, mikra din, you certainly can, but there's an amazing chiddush, of the Shari Tshuva, who quotes the Beis Yehuda, who says, no, you shouldn't be madlik menir lanir. It's a mamash against the Gemara. But he has such a shita, that he says, you cannot be madlik menir, you got to use a different match for every candle. That's what that means. If you have no shamash, then it means you have to use eight matches. So okay, mikra din we pass him on the community earlier, no problem. But there's a shita, the Shari Yehuda quotes the Beis Yehuda that says no. What's it based on? So again, it's based on this shaila, guys. Let's get it. If I hold the hitter mitzvah becomes integrated in the hitter mitzvah, then they're the same madrega. There's no problem in malik from one near to the next. It's not a chutzpah. How can I take from the near Yishubeso candle, the main candle, light the other one? It's not respectful. Light the hitter mitzvah candles from the ikker one? It's not their hurts. Yes, it is. If I hold it on the same madrega, if they become integrated, Yehuda, then they're on the same madrega, no problem. But if you hold, like the base Yehuda, that the inner mitzvah remains independent and separate, and does not become integrated, that's taka chutzpah, to take the inner mitzvah candle, light the other candles with it. That's a degradation. That's a bazillion. And that's why the base Yehuda says, don't do it. Use eight matches. You follow this, Izzy? That's a third nafkamina that revolves around this issue. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
Wouldn't that cause a problem of enough osim mitzvah once you've picked up a candle to light a different candle and put it back?
No, I did it already. I did it already. I lit it in its right place and I moved it.
Then you moved
it. I lit it, but I originally lit it in the right place. There's no problem with that. If you light a chanukah, you got to pick it up for a second, put it back. That's not a problem. You already lit it. You did unlock osim mitzvah. That doesn't take away from the fact that I picked it up, put it down.
It doesn't have to stay there for the full amount of time.
You say the few seconds you picked it up, it's not a problem. Just a few seconds, the mice. Yeah, you're saying halakha b'mkomo b'inin. You did light it in the right place.
Right, but then you moved it.
Does it have to be? Okay, you're not moving it really. It's not far away. It's like within the lovet. You know, it's not a new place. It's a good kasha, but I don't think it's a problem. Yes, David, go ahead.
And then, even according to the Shari Tshuva, would he say I could take the second candle and light the rest because that one's already a hitter candle?
That's a good kasha. We won't have time to, we have to develop that another time. That's a good kasha. Could be maybe not, because maybe each candle is devoted for its own night. Maybe. Maybe you shouldn't. Okay? But we won't have time to get to that. But let's get to the last nafkamina, okay? No, we'll daven mincha. Last nafkamina is like this. I want you to follow this. So Tshuva Rebbe Akiva Eger and Siman Yud Gimel. He says like this. He says, fifth night of Hanukkah, for example. Guy's lighting the candles, one, two, three, forgot all the brachas, but he didn't finish lighting. You got the shiloh? Is it too late to say the brachas now? So he says like this. Gives three svaras why it's not too late. Number one, what is the klal of Brachas HaMitzvahs? Over. But can you say it after you've done the mitzvah? Ramam says no. The Gosar Shri says yes. So number one, you can rely on the Gosar Shri. Number two, it's still in the window of the mitzvah. Achatichla regal minashuk. That's still in the window. And number three, so machloek is between the pre-chadash and the Eliyahu Rabbah. Can you say a brach on hitter mitzvah or not? One of the shita says you can. Put all three together. He says you should say a bracha. But I'll give you a fourth svar.
Oh my God.
What's the fourth Svara?
You want to
get it? If you hold the Hiddur mitzvah, is what?
Part of the mitzvah.
Integrated in the Hiddur mitzvah. You haven't yet finished the mitzvah. If you haven't yet finished the mitzvah, then you can still what?
Maybe that's what the machlok is.
Then you can still say the what? Still say the bracha. It's not done yet.
That could
be the machlokes. Maybe that could be a goof of the machlokes. But at the end of the day, we paskin, you could still say what? Lahadlik, Shasanisim, and Shechianu. You already said the first night. If you hadn't said Shechianu the first night, you could say it any night you remember. Shechianu. So since you haven't yet finished the mitzvah, you could still fulfill it. That would be a fourth dafka minyan. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's have a mincha. Want to make sure you have a minyan? Tomorrow we go viking. Okay? Okay, have a good day.